I sort of sense the Lord gives me new revelation. I use this as a subject matter when I went to Bundaberg a number of years ago. And it's the very, very, very same subject matter. But this today is very, very different to what I used in Bundaberg. At any rate, I knew John Miller from Atlanta used this in a conference, and he called his message The Perfect Storm. And this is nothing like what John Miller called The Perfect Storm. And you've sort of heard me preach snippets of this. I suppose I'd be bold enough to say the Lord's opened up a little more revelation on the subject. Can I have the first slide, please, Travis? And we'll have a peep at it. There's a few scriptures out of Matthew that we'll be looking at. And as Travis is finding it, a lot of them are coming out of this translation of the Bible, which I'm not getting a commission from them. It's the Passion Translation. Quite good. Quite good. Gooder than that switch that's on that projector by the looks of it. Dallas up at Bundaberg's actually had the author. Well, the author is obviously Holy Spirit, and God, but the author of the translation has been to Bundaberg preaching, you wouldn't believe it, his name's not even on there, which is probably a good thing. He's not taking any credit for it, but he's been up there. Thanks, Alan. Yeah. The message itself is fear or faith. Fear or faith. One has to win. Fear or faith. One has to win. And it's a slightly different approach today than what we've ever done before on this particular subject. We've got up there, 14:22, out of the Amplified Translation of the Bible, and the operative word there is immediately. Immediately, the he being Jesus, directed the disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, says there, the Sea of Galilee, and I think in our studies early last year we ascertained that it was the Lake of Galilee. That's what it's really known as, the Lake of Galilee, but we know we're not going to draw straws. And he told them to go to the other side, and he sent the crowds that were there in close proximity away. The word immediately, say immediately. And you pick that up out of the Amplified Translation of the Bible, 14:22, which is out of this Passion Translation of the Bible, and it's a little bit gentler a version. As soon as the people were fed, Jesus told his disciples to get into their boat and go to the other side of the lake, while he stayed behind to dismiss the people. So he's telling his disciples to get into the boat. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. And if you want to work and operate in the perfect will of God, you're hearing a word from Jesus. And the word is, ladies and gentlemen, get into the boat and go to the other side of the lake. Very, very fundamental. Doesn't change too much. After, I'll come back to that. I don't want to get too far ahead. Jesus did say, though, he would see them on the other side. He would see them on the other side of the lake. So you've got the word from the Lord. The word from the Lord says, get in the boat, go over the other side, and I'll see you on the other side of the lake. You can't get it any more simple. There's almost a guarantee there. Jesus gave them his word, saying they would make it. And I want to sort of stop there and say, have you received a word from the Lord saying that you're going to make it? Have you? I can't hear. Have you received a word from the Lord simply saying, you're going to make it? And that's what these disciples were given, a word from Jesus saying, all's going to be okay, you're going to make it. You're going to get to the other side of this lake. So let's just press on and just let's see what happens. And I suppose what we're trying to frame up is something for all of us who are in this auditorium, having received a word from the Lord, that we'll make it to the other side. But you've got to realise, and the thing that if you go home and sit and think about it, Jesus made them go straight into a storm. Very nice. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't have a weather app on his iPhone. No. Nor did the disciples have an app on their phone. He ploughed them straight into a storm. But he did say, and he did give them his word that I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you on the other side, and that should be enough. And I don't care what you're facing in life. What are you facing? Oh, this, that, and everything. And this, that, and everything is all below the name of Jesus Christ. And if he has given you his word, he's going to see you on the other side. He said, no matter what storm you are confronted with as you go through your little steps of life, no matter what bad newsletter that you get in the mail, no matter what rotten text that you get, Jesus will see you on the other side. He knew he was sending them into a storm. It was a stinking time to send them across that lake. And what did Jesus do? He went up onto the mountain to pray. Okay, boys, start rowing. But you know, he went up, in some translations here say he went up into the hills. Some say it's a mountain. This is where I start to get a little bit of additional revelation. You may feel that God has left you in the middle of nowhere. He never took his eyes off the disciples. He never took his eyes off those disciples. And no matter how alone, deserted, forgotten you feel, Jesus has not taken his eyes off you. Some of you might have been feeling he's left you. This is the bit I want you to get. God has given you his word, but it doesn't work if you do not trust in that word in the meantime. You get the word, you then have to trust in that word in the meantime. That's the tough time. The tough time is the meantime. Just trust him. I've been believing God for 40 years. Well, believe him for 41 years. Because that is the meantime. That is the tough time where you've got to trust him. I'll have a look at the next scripture. I think Travis has got it. 22:20. Travis, a little bit ahead of me, but doesn't matter, mate. Yeah, it's okay. Doesn't matter. We'll pick it up and we'll come back to all of that. 23. After the crowds dispersed, those that are following, Jesus went up in the hills to pray. I covered that area just before, and as night fell, he was there praying alone with God. I don't think you might pick it up from that. 14:24, but the disciples who are now in the middle of the lake ran into a little bit of trouble. I put the little bit of trouble there. For their boat was tossed about by the high winds and the heavy seas. That sounds like a good storm, doesn't it? But Jesus sent you straight into it. And we've got a situation here which we'll address in a few moments. We've got a situation. He's pushed them into that storm. The boat doesn't have life jackets. Doesn't have stabilizer bars. The going's a bit tough out there. But again, I remind you, they were in the perfect will of Jesus. It's a bit hard to stomach that. Just a little hard. They ran into trouble. Can you flip that over, please? It goes on at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Jesus came to them walking on the waves. Verse 26, when the disciple saw him walking on top of the water, they were terrified and screamed. I think it says, "A ghost!" Then Jesus said, "Be brave, don't be afraid, I'm here." Got to be careful that when the manifest presence of God shows up into a situation, it can well frighten you. It can send fear. I will read those footnotes there in the smaller print, 1425, or during the fourth watch of the night. A lot of you would be familiar with that term. That's between 3 o'clock and 6 a.m., which is actually the darkest time of the night. Now to Matthew 14:27, it says there, "Or I am," which was the name of God used in Exodus 3:14. Jesus showed up. It became a matter of the wind versus the word, Jesus being the word. The wind versus the word. The wind didn't stop because the word showed up. See, we would expect, don't we, in our teaching and things like that, the moment the word shows up, Jesus shows up, the wind to stop. But in this instance, it didn't. It kept going. Oh. The absence, there's another point that I want to make. The absence of the storm is not the proof of the presence of God in your life. The absence of the storm is not proof of the presence of God. So what's that saying? Is that you're in a storm in your life. All hell is breaking out about you. And then all of a sudden it stops. That is not necessarily proof of the presence of God. Be careful. Be careful. And I suppose what we said there when they said, "Oh, that's a ghost," when Jesus shows up or the word shows up, fear can still take over your life. So in one corner in this title fight that we have, fear or faith, are the trials of life. That does include certainly fear. That does include financial difficulties, can include family issues, can include health problems, can include a range of legal problems coming at you with the force of a gale, even bringing on feelings that would sort of want you to curse God and give up. And remember, in the midst of this encounter on the lake, Jesus didn't stop the wind. Didn't stop it. Jesus didn't stop the wind. See, it's easier to go with fear, because fear is something that we're all more familiar with. And even when you're covered in the presence of God, you still may sense that something is wrong. Jesus simply said to them, as they were in their little boat, it wouldn't have been little either, substantial sized boat, just simply said, "Be brave, don't be afraid, I am here." It's an interesting point. Be brave, don't be afraid, I'm here. And remember that when he shows up in your life in a profound way, it doesn't mean the storm is finished. doesn't mean that there will not be pangs of fear. It's quite an interesting approach. As they rode across this lovely lake, and as we said, into a storm, I'll use John Miller's words, the perfect storm. And we get them in our lives. We get them in our lives, our general family lives, our working lives. We get them in our financial lives, in our health, areas of health. They are storms. And it doesn't mean to say if you've still got things around you that Jesus has gone on holidays. The holidays might be over for you, but not for him. And what he's saying, as I get Travis to put something on to play us out, be brave. Say, be brave. Don't be afraid. Yeah, say that. Don't be afraid. I am here. Very simple. Very simple. And I sort of hope and I sort of pray that you get something out of it. The getting out of it is that you all have lakes to cross, winds to encounter, and situations that will bring a certain fear into your life. But he's saying, be brave, don't be afraid. I am here. And that was probably what I wanted to really sort of bring to you. Be brave, don't be afraid. I am here. And yes, there is another side to the lake. But sometimes it's going to take a bit of getting through. What's Travis got lined up for us to play us out, please?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His